Okay, here we go. Today is Daf Mem. We're in the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and we begin the second half of Shas right now. Rami Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Le Kinsa Le Rava. Rami Tuvi Bar Rav asked the following Bar Kinsa asked the following Stira to Rava. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Kol Ha'osem Mitzvah Achas. If someone does a mitzvah, Metivin Lo, then he gets a check. He gets a check mark. He does good. Which implies, ose in, lo ose lo. If you did a mitzvah, good, and if not, not. If you do a mitzvah, you get a check mark. Virumini, wait a minute. We have a braisa that says, yoshev, this guy's sitting around, volo over avera, but he doesn't do an avera, no othna lo schaka ose mitzvah. We give him schaz if he did a mitzvah. What do you give him schaz? He didn't do anything, just sitting around. Our Mishnah seems to imply you have to do a mitzvah to get a check mark. This Mishnah says, this braisa says, he's sitting around, not doing nothing, he hasn't been an avera, sitting around. You get a check mark. How could that be? So Amalei, no. Hassam over there in this brisa that says if you're sitting around doing nothing, you get a check mark. You know why? Keep going. For example, Shabbat Dvar Avera Liyado, an Avera came your way, Vinito Haimenu, and you did not do the Avera. You withstood. Beautiful Rashi. Rashi says, Hahu Yasha Vala of Avera, Kedika Amar Notol Aschar. You know what we're talking about? Ba'Avera Shabbat Liyado. And Avera came your way, v'kafa yitzro, you withstood the temptation, v'lo avar, you didn't sin. Ain mitzvah yisera mizu. There's no greater mitzvah than that. Right? No greater mitzvah than that. So it's not a stira. Ki hadra chanina bar papi. Now we're going to see a few stories of a few Amorayim. I admit, I do not understand these stories. They're not simple stories. There's certainly more to these stories than meets the eye. But I didn't even see anyone who discussed them. Just you'll hear the stories yourself, and you'll be scratching your head. But we just have to realize that. We have to realize there's more to these stories. Kiha, for example, Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, Tavitza Ahi Matronitha. A certain woman generally denotes a woman of power, a woman of influence. Anyway, she was propositioning Rabbi Chanina bar Papi to do an Avera. And Amar Milsa, he said something, Umali Nafshe Shechina Vekiva. And he said some kind of spell, some kind of magic, to give himself a lot of boils and shchin, right? Shchin and other kinds of warts and whatever, that she shouldn't be interested in him. She should look ugly. How can you do that? It's an avera to make, right? You could do that. You could do that avera to save yourself from an avera. Now, Mistama, she was a guy. So that's a whole discussion. What did he do exactly? Anyway, whatever he did, of the Hebilsa, she did so. She said another spell, the Itze, and she got cured. He got cured. She cured him. So Arak Tasha Bahu Bebani, he went to go hide in the very dangerous bathhouse. Dechi Havi Alayin Betrain. Even if two would go in, two people would go into that bathhouse. I feel beyond. Even during the day, Havi Mistzaki, they would become damaged from the Shadim. In other words. Right, we always say, if two people, the Shaitan will bother you. This was such a dangerous bathhouse, even two people, the Shaitan would bother, even during the day, forget night. That's why he went to go hide out from her. Lamacha, Amrulei, so his Talmidim said to him in the morning, Amalei Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan said to him in the morning, Ma Natra, so how'd you survive over there that night? So Amalehu, so he told them, Shnei Nosei Kesar Shamruni, two guards of the Caesar protected me. Right? Amrulei, they told him, Shema Dvar Avera Balidecha Vernitzalta. Maybe a Dvar Avera came your way and you withstood. Ditanina, Kol Haba Dvar Avera Liyada Vitala Meder Osun Lo Nes. As a matter of fact, as we say, anybody that Avera of Erva comes your way and you withstand it, Nase Lo Nes, a miracle is done for you. Why is a miracle done for you? Why is a miracle done for you? What'd you do? Says, what?
What? Do what you're supposed to do.
What?
Do what you're supposed to do.
Exactly. Says the Ben Yehoyada. Says the Ben Yehoyada. Because withstanding an avera of erva, of a temptation like that, is l'mayla min ateva. You go l'mayla min ateva, Hashem goes l'mayla min ateva back and gives you an ace. Right? People are humans. They have normal desires, normal urges. You defeat that. You go l'mayla min ateva, Hashem goes l'mayla min ateva. Okay. Next, Gibore Koach Ose Devaro Lishmoa Bekol Devaro. What does that pasuk mean? That the Giborim of Koach do Hashem's word to listen to Hashem. Keep going, for example, Again, another story. Rabbi Tzadok v'chaveiro, Rabbi Tzadok and his friends. Rabbi Tzadok tavi isa hi matronisa, a certain matronly woman, a certain woman of influence, was propositioning Rabbi Tzadok to do an aveira. Amala chalash lili boy. He says to her, I'm too weak. V'lo matzina, I can't do it right now. Ikamidi lemechal, you're saying I can eat? Amro lei. So she says to him, yeah, ikadavar tame. I have some non-kosher food. So amala, so he says to her, mainaf gamina. What's the difference? The avid ha, achul ha. I'm doing this aveira, I'll eat that. Says Rashi, what he means to say was, like, of all things to have in the house, this is the only thing she, I can't fight off the Eitzahara. I'm already, right, look at the top Rashi, top line. The hamilsa, the lo nizdamin li, ela maichal tamay. The only thing she has in the house is not kosher food. Yesh li lilmod mikan, the avid hai ha bol aramis, somebody who is boel, a goya, roi la maichal tamay. It's fit to eat tamay. What does that exactly mean? Someone who's boel aramis is boel aramis. That itself is an aveira. So some say that the whole thing, he said all this just to get her to light the fire so he could jump into the oven and not have to do the aveira, which is exactly what happens now. So ha shagras tanur, she lights up the fire. Kaman chale, she's getting everything prepared. Salak v'yasev b'gavosh, he goes and sits in the oven. He's not going to sit like this. He'll kill himself. That's it. What can he do? It's har v'yavar. So amrale mayhai, what are you doing? So what? What? Amalah, so he says to her, the oven ha, nafal baha. You want me to do this aveira? I might as well go into the oven. So Amalah, so she says to him, iyadi kula, I had known all this, lo tzarticha, I wouldn't have bothered you. I would have known. This is how you feel about it? I wouldn't have bothered you. Find somebody else. Again, what's the story about? I'm not exactly sure. But what's the message? I'm not exactly sure. Next, Rav Kahana, similar story. Rav Kahana have become a zavin dikule tavise. Become a zavin dikule. Rav Kahana sold dekel branches, which basically, as the Mefarshim explained, was only bought by women. So he was hanging around women all day for Rav Kahana, because they're the only ones who purchased it. They made baskets, so he was hanging around women all day. So Tavise, who much is it? So one woman was propositioning Rav Kahana. So Amala, so he tells her, Ezel Ikshit Nafshe, let me go put on some makeup, adorn myself. Look better for you. Salak, he goes out, he goes up, the kanafa me'igra, la'ara, and he jumps off the roof. It's a machlokas, if he jumped off, if he fell, either way, he wasn't going to do the sin. Anyway, asa Eliyahu now he comes along, and kable, and breaks his fall. It saves him from falling. Amale, and Eliyahu tells Rav Kahana, atarchisan arba mea parsi. You were matriach me 400 parsa to come save you. So Amale, mi garam li, what made me do this? Lav in the Yusa? Wasn't it my poverty? Would I have to sell this cheap dekel with the women all day long, and then of course one of them is going to come over to me? That's the only reason that's happened. Because of my poverty. Yavla shifa de dinri. So Eliyahu gave him a chest full of gold. I don't know. I'm as speechless as you. It's one of these Gemaras and Shas. We just wonder at it. It's very mysterious. And maybe one day we'll be zocha to an understanding. Okay, next. Rami le Rav Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava asked the steer to Rav Nachman. Tanan, it says, where does it say that? It says in Peah, right, the first Mishnah Masechta is Peah. Eilu devarim she'adam osim peros avocha parsei b'lamazeh. There are certain mitzvahs which you do, and you receive the peros in this world, that Karen kiyamos olam haba, and the Karen is reserved for the world to come. For Elohein, one of those five mitzvahs, we said yesterday, kibud of ein, gemilas chasadim, havat shalom ben adam lachaveiro, talmud Torah, kineged kul, wait, it's only four. Kibud of ein, gemilas chasadim, havat shalom ben adam lachaveiro, talmud Torah, kineged kulam. There's one missing. Which one's missing? Hachnos, what? No, that's it. The brisa we say every morning is not this Mishnah. We say a different thing. We have other things. We have Hareon. That's not in this brisa, right? So the other thing's in there. Okay, whatever. I don't remember. Anyway, now the Gemara is going to bring a makar for each of these mitzvahs. Kibud of Ein, k'sev l'man rikun yomechel amayitav lach. Right? It'll have long life. It'll be good for you. Gemilas chasadim k'sev rodev tzedakah v'chesed. Yimatzei chayim tzedakah v'chavod. Right? Havas shalom ksiv, it says BK shalom virud fehu. Amar Rabbi Avoh, isir redifa redifa ksiv hacha BK shalom virud fehu. The ksiv hacha, what? Hachnas Hazorachim. Okay. Ruksiv Hashem. It says elsewhere, Rodev Tzaka V'chesed. B'tam Torah Ruksiv Kiuchayechav Orechim Amecha. So these are all psukim that show that there's a shmira or reward here in this world and in the next world as well. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute, B'shiluch HaKein Nami Ksiv L'manitim Lach V'arachta Yamim Lisna Nami Ha. Why isn't Shiluch HaKein in the list? It's also, it's the same words as by Kibbutz of Aim. So Kibbutz of Aim is this world and the next world. So do these Shiluch HaKein also. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ton of Ashayer. Right, we left it out. So the Gemara says, Tani Tana Elu Dvar. It says, these are them. The Ata Marta, Ton of Ashayer. And you tell me you left it out? How can you leave it out? Amar Rava. Okay, now we'll get to the answer in a second. So, but of course, we always know that whenever the Gemara says Tana V'Shire, what's the next question the Gemara asks? What else did they leave out? So why did the Gemara ask that here? So what else did they leave out? So the Ben Yehuda says Tefillin is left out. Tefillin is left out. Why? Because Tefillin, one second, can I get the Tefillin? Tefillin is also something that you get tzchar for, you get long life. The Mechaber says, Gadol tzchar mitzvah tefillin. V'chol mi'isha ein ha-manichem hu v'chol poshi so begufon. Right, what's the tzchar? What's the Mishnah Berurah say? First line, Shechol ha-manichem ma'arich yamin ba'olam hazeh. Shenemar Hashem aleihem yichiyu. So Shmiri, you wear tefillin, you get tzchar in this world. Just a ha'orah that I have a question without an answer. The line in the Mechaber about getting... But the schar for mitzvahs tefillin is smack in the middle of Hilchas Tefillin. Hilchas Tefillin starts on Chaf Zayin, it ends on Mem Dalid, and the Lamed Zayin is the schar of Hilchas of Tefillin. The schar of Tzitzis is in the last siman of Tzitzis. He waits till the very end of Hilchas Tzitzis to tell you that what the shmira, what the schar for Tzitzis is. Why by Tzitzis is it at the end and Tefillin is smack in the middle? There's got to be a reason for that. Nothing the Mechaber did is by chance. What the reason is, I'm not sure. If anybody has a ha'ar, I'd love to hear it. Anyway, that's what the Bible says. Let's have tefillin. The Machta says, oh, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf, Chaf, Vav, Amar Aleph, that says, there are six things, six different mitzvot, some are overlapping, six mitzvot that are peros in Olam Hazeh, and Keren in Olam Haba. And what are they? Hashkamas Beis HaMedrish, Hachnat HaZarchim, Pekuchol, Iyun Tfila, Megadal Banon LaTorah, and Bigdal Makaschos. So what was left out? These were left out. Why didn't the Gemara say that, though? That I don't know. Okay, next. So anyway, we're left with a question. The question is, how could you tell me that Shiluch HaKein was left out? It says, Eil Dvarim, these are them, which means nothing's left out. Right? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Rav Idi Asbroli, Rav Idi explained to me, Amru, it says in the Pasuk, Amru Tzadik, the same about a Tzadik, Ki Tov, Ki Prima Alehem Yochelu, because he eats the fruits of his labor. V'chi Yesh Tzadik Tov, V'chi Yesh Tzadik She'en Tov. What, there's a good Tzadik and not a good Tzadik? Right? Ella, Tov LaShemayim VeLabrios, Zed Tzadik Tov. If you're Tov LaShemayim and Labrios, that's a Tzadik Tov. Tov LaShemayim, but if you're good for Bein Adam LaMakom, Vera Labrios, but you don't excel so much in Bein Adam LaChavero, Zed Tzadik She'ein HaTov. That's not such a good Tzadik. Kiyotze B'davar Ata Omer, a similar idea. Oy L'Rasha Ra, woe to the bad Russia, Ki Gomel Yadav Yaselo. V'chiyesh Rasha Ra, v'chiyesh She'eino Ra. Oh, there's a bad Rasha, not a bad Rasha. Ella, Ra L'Shemayim v'Ra L'Brios. If he's bad in both, bad Adol L'Chaver, Abed Adol L'Makom, that's a Rasha Ra. But who Rasha Ra? But Ra L'Shemayim v'Ra L'Brios, if he only does the mitzvahs, but Adol L'Makom he doesn't like, but Adol L'Makom, he's a nice guy. He'll do a favor for you, he's a nice guy. Zer Rasha She'eino Ra, that's a Rasha that's not Ra. So why is Shiluch HaKein not on the list? Because it has nothing to do with Adol L'Chaver. That's why it's not on the list. And what about Talmud Torah? What does Talmud Torah have to do with between Adon L'Chavero? What?
Keeping the world.
Yeah, but then you could say that. But right. Okay. Okay. I hear. In other words, it's a more the extended benefits of Talmud Torah extend become Adon L'Chavero, even though in objectively in a vacuum it's Adon L'Mako, right? But as an extension, it becomes Adon L'Chavero. You have to say that. It's not as Ben Adam Lachaveir as Achnas Azorchim as Gibbuz Chasadim for sure not. But on some mystical way, it becomes Ben Adam Lachaveir. Right? I think I have to say that, Pshat.
It's
all the Zechud Bar Harbe of the. Right, all the things. But we know. But there are people out there that will learn a lot and have a lot of Torah, and they don't excel in Melech Chaveiro. Right? If someone excels in Achas Asarchim, by definition, he excels in Melech Chaveiro. He's a tzaddik in Melech Chaveiro. Maybe he's not a big tzaddik in Melech Chaveiro, but I hear what you're saying about that.
This is Talmud Torah is more.
Oh, we're going to get to that on number base. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. You have to give that kind of answer, otherwise it doesn't belong on the list either. Right, okay. Now, Hazachu is Yeshla Karen, V'Yeshla Peiros. If you do a mitzvah, you get Peiros, you get Karen, and Peiros. Now, what is this? This is arguing on what we just said, that there are only a few mitzvahs where you get Peiros, Bal Mazeh, and Karen, Olam Haba. Now we're saying Zechus. Any mitzvah that you do, it's very difficult. What's going on here? Shenemar, because it says, Imru Tzadik Kitov, Aveira, Yesh Lo Keren, V'ein Lo Peiros. But in Aveira, that you only have Keren, there is no Peiros. Now we're going to say in a minute, that's not so true. Shenemar, like it says, Oy L'Rasha Ra. Ay, V'Elamani, Mekayim, what do I do with the following Pasuk? V'Yochel, Pri, Darkam, Umi Moatzei, Sehem, Yazbiyu. So, which seems to imply that there is a Peiros to an Aveira. So the Gemara says, yeah, Aveira Sha'osa Peiros, Yesh Lo Peiros. An Aveira that has Peiros, you'll get peros as a punishment. What's an aver that has peros? Rashi says, well, Gemara is going to say, Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is not a one mitzvah in a vacuum. That can influence other people, that can ruin other people, that extends to other people. That's an aver. You do an aver now, it has consequences, it has peros forever. Not forever, it has peros for a long time. So if that's what you do, an aver like that, you're going to get punished in kind. So a guy has a taiva, he eats a cheeseburger. Okay, so he ate a cheeseburger. Doesn't have peros, that avera. But Chil Hashem has peros. V'she'ein osa peiros, ein la peiros. Fine. Machshava tova, mitzarefa la maisa. A machshava tova can be mitzaref with a maisa. What does that mean? That means, a pasha p'sada means, if I wanted to do a mitzvah, and I really think about doing that mitzvah, and I didn't get a chance to do it, I get the schar as if I did it. A machshava tova is mitzaref to a maisa. Shenemar oz nidbru yiri Hashem isha v'yehu v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma v'yikoziv b'sefer zikaron l'fanav l'yiri Hashem v'lechosha v'yishmo. Mai v'lechosha v'yishmo. What do those words mean? Amar v'asi afilu chashav adam lasos mitzvah. Even if a person wants to do a mitzvah, v'nenas, and he has an onis, v'lo asa'a, he doesn't end up doing it, ma'ale akasav ki'ilu asa'a. It's as if he did it. Says the Mahari Bruna, an unbelievable Shaila was asked to him. There was this guy that wanted to go to Eretz, he wanted to make Aliyah. To make an Aliyah, mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. And on the way he died. He didn't make it there. So the Mahari Bruna Paskin, that he had a machshava to live in Eretz Yisrael. But he never was able to fulfill the machshava. And it always happened. He died on the way. So it's Ki'ilu, he lived in Eretz Yisrael. And when Tchiyat HaMeisim comes, he'll be treated just like those who lived in Eretz Yisrael. You hear this? It's an unbelievable vart. The problem with that vart is that if that's true, then everybody can be Mekayim in the midst of living in Eretz Yisrael by staying here and saying, I'm an onis, if you're a legitimate onis. The problem is if you say that, then the kasha becomes about Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yosef HaTzadik didn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim, because he didn't want to have to, tunnel through. But if it's Ke'ilu that you're there, right? If it's Ke'ilu that you're in Eretz Yisrael, even though you're in Chutz La'aretz, as the Ma'ariv Bruna said, then Tzchias HaMeisim comes, you're there. You won't have to go suffer like that, like the rest of the people that live in Golis. You won't have to suffer like that. Why? Because it's Mastar for a Maisa. Your Machshav is Mastar for a Maisa. Then why would Yosef HaTzadik be so insistent? I have to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. I can't stay here.
Totally how you do.
Huh? So Yosef HaTzadik could have tied he was an onis. Right? He risked, no one even knew where the body was after 200 years. Right? Only Moshe Rabbeinu knew. And what? He could have said he's an onis. But he didn't want to rely on that. So that's the whole Shiloh, whether or not this is correct.
Onis means actually did the.
Right. Us. So. Right. So the Gliyoni Hashat has a beautiful explanation of this whole concept, which is, it's a beautiful concept. It makes sense. If you try to do a mitzvah and you don't get to do it for an onis, Hashem gives you the schar. So he that's a beautiful idea. And we're going to say by an aveira that doesn't happen. Hashem does not treat you that way. An aveira, you have to actually go ahead and do the aveira. You can think about it all day long, except for avodah zara, maybe arayis, maybe. But everything else, you can dream about a cheeseburger all day long. You're not going to get an aveira for that. That might not be the best thing to dream about, But you don't get an Aveira for that because he didn't do a Maisa. So the Gunei Hashat says it's not so lofty. What he says is as follows. Let's say, and I think a lot of people are in this boat. Let's say Pesach, for example. You're so excited about doing the mitzvah of matzah. You're excited about it. You're looking forward. You're anticipating, right? And you really have a lot of the correct approach and a lot of the correct preparation to eating matzah. A mitzvah d'oraisa. What happened at the Seder? The kids are driving you crazy. And it ends up, and you eat the matzah, like 1, 2, 3. The kavana that you had all along will be mitzarif to the maisa on the Seder night. At the Seder, for whatever reason, you didn't have such a good machshavas. It was late, and the kids were bought, and it was, right. And you didn't end up doing it. But the preparation you had, so that'll be mitzarif. They can fit that into so many situations in life, right, where you have all these unbelievable hachana, and lamaisa, when it comes to the actual mitzvah, it's very, very, very routine. So don't worry about that. The machshav you had all along will be mitzarif to the maisa. The Gilyoni Hashas. Next. That's a versive angle, no? Yeah. Okay. Next. But Machshav Ra, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah for Lamaisa. Hashem does not do that for Machshav Ra. Shenemar, Avon Imri Isi Belibi V'lo Yishma Hashem. Only when you do the Maisa, not thinking about it. Ad Elamani Mekai Bini Mevi El Amazeh Ra Pre-Machshavosam Machshav Shose Pri HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah for Lamaisa. If you have a what? Machshava that has a pre Hakadosh Baruch Hu does connect it. Machshava she'ein ba pre ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif l'maisa. Right. So in other words, only chil Hashem where there's a pre and there's a lasting effect to your aveira, the machshava and the maisa might combine. Ve'elamah k'siv l'man tefos es beis Yisrael b'libam. We have a pasuk that seems to say that you did a aveira in your heart, it counts. Amar v'achav b'yakav v'hu b'avodas k'chav v'hu k'siv. That's by avodah zarah. Because by thinking about Avodah Zarah, that by definition is Avodah Zarah. By thinking about worshipping another god, by definition, thinking about a cheeseburger, you didn't do anything. But when you think about another god in your life, and not Hashem, that's by definition an Avera. That's a poshut reason why thinking about Avodah Zarah is ki'ilu you did it. Because even by thinking about it, it's as if you did it. Because you've pushed God out of your mind. That's an Avera. The Amar Mar, Chamur Avodas Kachavim, it's so strict. Shekala Kofer Ba, whoever denies Hashem, Kemuda, whoever is involved in that, Kemuda Bekala Torah Kula. It's as if he's apart from the entire Torah. Ula Amar Kidrav Huna, Tamar of Huna, Kivan Sha'avar Avera, Adam Avera, this is very scary. Tamar of Huna, Kivan Sha'adam Adar Avera Vashanaba, if somebody does an Avera many times, Vahutralo, it becomes like a heter. What, it becomes a heter? It becomes a mitzvah? No. Ella nasis lo keheter. It becomes like a mitzvah. In other words, you did the Avera so many times. The Tziv explains this. The Merom Esadda says, you did that Avera so many times, you have no way to fight the Yetzirah anymore. So by you thinking about it, Mistami, you're going to do it. That's a scary line. Right? Most people, you have a taiva for something. Okay, so you fight it off. But if you have a you did it so many times already, the Torah has won you over already. So, but even by thinking about it, it's going to happen. You can get out of that too, but that's okay. Next. Amar Yavoi Shomer Rabbi Chanina. Noach lo adam shiavar aveir b'seser. It's much better to do an aveva in private, v'aliyat chal shem shemayim b'fur hesia, rather than do it in public where you're going to be a mechal shem shemayim. Shenemar v'atam beis Yisrael, komar Hashem, ish gilulav l'chu, ivdu v'acher. Im einchem shomer alive, yet shame kachi v'lo sechalulu. Right, it's a pasuk. Better to do it in private. Am Rabbi Eloi hazaket imro adam shiitro misgaber olav. If you see that the Yetzirah is being misgaber on you, what should you do? Yelech l'makom she'ein makirinoso. Go to some place where nobody knows who you are. V'yilbash shachorim, wear black. V'yischaser shachorim, cover yourself in black. V'yasek kemo shalibo chafetz. And do it. You have to do it there. Do the avera. Don't do it in public. Don't do it. Everybody knows who you are. Va'al yichal shem shemayim b'fur hesia, and don't be machal shem shemayim. Very difficult gemara here. First of all, it seems to me that over here we say that private is better than public, right? And by a ganav and a gazlan we say the exact opposite. We say a gazlan who steals in public, he's better. Why? Because he's only afraid of people. But a ganav, he's afraid of both, so he's worse. So we say the exact opposite. No. Is that the vort? So the Maharal says, no. Regarding Chil Hashem, it's better to do it in private. Right? But regarding being a ganav, if you only steal in private, what does it show? You're just as afraid of people as you are of Hashem. It's not a steer at all. Right?
Some shot was that you go through all these things to go far away and get dressed and sit in bed, and you finally say, oh, forget
yourself. Right. Right.
This is literal.
Right. One of the Chovas HaZavah says, one of the best ways not to be to do Averis is to be lazy. Because if you're lazy, sometimes laziness is a good thing. The Aruch HaTzadikim says that. If you're lazy, I should go, I'm sitting on the couch, I should go up and go through the, I'll stay on the couch already. So being lazy, sometimes every midra could be used for good. So being lazy, not to do Averis, the best thing, be lazy all day long. Right? Or you're going to go dress up and go to another city and dress in black. Might as well just stay home and not do the Averis already. Right? I'll be lazy. Right? They don't mean a black hat and a kapata. They mean black like you're an ovel. Like you're so sad and so depressed that you have to do an aveira. That's what it means. Any, is that true? V'atanya. Kol shalachas ala kavod kono rolo shalo bala olam mahi. What does that mean? Whoever doesn't have machmonas on kavod Hashem, it's as if he shouldn't have been born. Mahi, what does that mean? Rava Amar, Rava says it means amistakal bakesha. Somebody looks at a rainbow. What does that mean? I have no idea. What does that mean? Somebody who looks at a rainbow is mala as if he should never have been born. I don't know what that means. Rabbi Yosef Omer Zeh over the verbis Seser. Oh, that makes sense. You do an aver in private that you should never have been born because you. I'm not sure exactly why that's such a terrible thing. It's better than doing it in public. No, but that's what the Gemara says. What? Yeah. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha dematzoi kayef liyitzrei. One is where you can fight off the Yetzirah. And why don't you? Because you're lazy, you're a baltaiva, whatever the reason is. Ha, delo, mati, kayef liyitzrei. And sometimes you just can't withstand. You just can't withstand. So are you given? Does that mean that you're given an asari that you cannot pass? I haven't found the makar for that statement. There's a makar. There's a statement. Everyone knows that statement. You're never given an asari you can't pass. I have not found the makar for that, and I've looked long and hard. Rav Tzadik says it's certainly not true. I saw this Rav Tzadik in print because I couldn't believe they said it. Rav Tzadik says you sometimes are given this asari you cannot pass, and it's done. They're given to you to make you a better person. That is like a share in itself. It's like at least one, it's like a series in itself. But this Gemara seems to say that's true. There are sometimes you just can't win.
It's one of the lessons of the Ifas Torah.
Right, that since you...
The Torah gives you an allowance there...
Means everywhere else you can't fight it off. Right, that goes the opposite direction. So what does this Gemara mean then?
I don't know.
Right.
Maybe that's a shot in getting dressed up in black. Maybe that's a different Torah connected. It's a hard Torah is telling you a way.
Uh-huh, interesting.
There, but, you know, you have
right.
to go through a whole process, isn't it? Just forget it.
Right, interesting, very interesting. Tanan Hasam. We learned the Brisa that says, it's a Mishnah? What? It's Pirkei Avos, right. Ein Makifin B'Chil Hashem. We don't do Chil Hashem and not taking on credit. What does that mean? Echad B'Shogi, Echad B'Mezid. Whether it's on purpose or by accident. My Ein Makifin, what does it mean? No credit. Amar Marzutra. She'ein Osim Kichenveni. We don't treat you, Hashem's not a storekeeper. All right, you did a Chil Hashem today, so I'll wait, and maybe I'll wait to see what kind of mitzvahs you do. But everything else, Hashem acts that way. Right? No, you know, there's no judgment. There's no immediate judgment. Hashem is patient. Oh, you didn't have it today. You'll do a mitzvah tomorrow. It's a struggle. A whole life. We all know. It's Maaseh B'Chol Yom. We all know what that's all about. But not when it comes to Chil Hashem. Comes to Chil Hashem. Hashem doesn't act like a guy on credit. And we'll wait and see what's going to be. You'll owe me. You won't owe me. Hashem doesn't act that way. Chil Hashem takes a different approach. Yeah, and also that if you're equal, this will tip the scale. So isn't that obvious? It's going to tip the scale. Such a big avera, Chil Hashem, no? What does that mean? Tips the scale. I'm not sure what that means. Oh, if it's balanced with it, oh, because we know that if it's balanced equal 50-50. Beis Hillel says somewhere that Hashem will tip the scale automatically for you, but if Chil Hashem's on the other side, that won't happen. Okay, good. That's good. Next. Tanur Rabbanan. La'olam yireh adam atzmu ki'ilu chetzio chayev v'chetzio zakai. You should always think of yourself as 50-50. Right? You should always think of yourself as 50-50. Osa mitzvah achas. If someone does one mitzvah, ashrav, what a fortunate person. Shechuya atzmo lekafsechos. You tilted yourself to the other side. So, I don't know how this fits in, because the opening in the first, in Masechet Nida, which is the opening line of the Sefer Tanya, written by the first Halacha Rebbe, Baal Tanya, that says Tanya, when a baby is born, they swear to the baby, be a tzaddik and don't be a rasha. This is a Gemara. This is a brisa that says in Masechet Nida. When you, before a baby's born, the malacha make a shavuot to the baby, you be a tzaddik and don't be a rasha. And if the whole world tells you you're a tzaddik, you should think of yourself as a rasha. And then the Baal Tanya asks, but that will lead to depression, and what does a tzaddik mean? What is a rasha? Rabbah said that I'm a Beinoni, and Abaye said, Rabbah, if you're a Beinoni, then no one has a chance. And what does that all mean? What's a tzaddik? What's a rasha? What's a Beinoni? And then he goes on, that's the sefer's about. So what does this mean over here? That if you do one, you should always think of yourself as 50-50. Isn't that conflicting with what it says in Nida, that you should think of yourself as not 50-50? That there's always room to grow? I'm not sure what that means. You have to make this grand explanation to explain all these Gemaras. Anyway, Osab of Avera Achas, if you do one Avera, Oilof, woe to you, Shechui as Atma Lakaf Chova. That'll tell you to the other side. Shenemar, like it says, V'chote Echod Yabed Tova Harbe. One bad can undo a lot of good. What does that mean? B'shevilchet Yechidi Shechata, one sin, Ovid Menu Tova Harbe. You can lose a lot of good. Why? Because you have a lot of good, but you also have a lot of bad. One sin will tilt the scale. Asked the Maharit, the Rambam, is the Tzarechir on the Rambam. Because Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva as follows. He says, Yesh Zechus Shu Keneged Kama Avonos. One minute. Yesh Zechus. You could have a Zechus. Could have a Zechus. Shehi Keneged Kama Avonos. Which can counteract a lot of Averos. If you do very small, tiny Averos, and you do very great mitzvah, it can, right? We don't know the cheshbonos. Shenamah, like it says, Ya Nimzabo Davar Tov. V'yesh Avon, you have one Avera, Shehu Keneged Kama Zechuyos, which can counteract many Zechuyos. Shenamah, V'chote Echad Yabe Tova Harbe. V'ein Shekulim El Bedaito Shel Kel Deus. And they're only equal, there's no equality except by Hashem. V'huyade Ha'ech Orchin HaZechuyos Keneged Ha'avonos. And Hashem knows only how they balance out. So why is it such a kash on the Rambam? The Maharit said it's a tzarech iyud, because this, he uses the same pasuk we just used. The pasuk of V'chet Echad Yoved Harbe. Right? I'm not sure. Now that I'm looking at it again, I don't see what the kash is. Alright, next. Rublazer Rishimon Omer. Lefisha Olam Nidon Achar Rubo. The world is judged by the majority. This is a very mysterious statement. This is one of the most mysterious statements in all of Shas. This is a like borderline Kabbalistic statement, what we're about to read. I looked at it. I don't know. No one talks about it. It's literally, it's like a Kabbalistic statement. It's going to show how the whole world is really one, could be one person can save the whole world. I mean, we believe that on some level. What? You have to look at the statement. Sha'olam nidon achen rubo, v'yachin nidon achen rubo. Osa mitzvah achas, if you do one mitzvah, ashrav. How fortunate. She'echui es atzmo, you tilt your own scale. V'yach kol ha'olam l'kaschot. The entire world, the whole world hangs in your balance. That's a very, very mysterious statement. V'ovar avera achas, you do one avera, oy lo, woe is to you, she'echui es atzmo, v'yach kol ha'olam l'kaschot. How can that can take you down? You take down the whole world. That's an unbelievable statement. That's an amazing statement. Right? Learning here in Woodmere affects the whole world. Now, we know that that's true on some level. We don't know that a Shas ever said that. The Zohar says that, right? Some Chassidish Rebbe said that. That's in the Gemara. It's an amazing statement. It's an amazing statement. The Gemara says this. We would never. What?
Every person is supposed to hear us when he's 50-50. Right?
Yeah. No, it's not what it says. Ha'olam nidon acharubo. V'hayachid nidon acharubo. Osa mitzvah achas, you are machmir the whole world. Right? Learning here this morning is saving the entire world. That's an amazing statement.
What?
It's an amazing statement. It's an amazing statement for... It's an amazing statement for...
You have no idea if you want to
view yourself.
What?
You have to view yourself as...
That's what Rashi says? Okay. What?
You might just be the one tipping the scale.
Right.
Right, so I would not have thought that the world works that way.
Why?
Because why should my Averos be counteracted by his mitzvahs? I'm me and he's him. So the world is judged as a rogue. That's a very interesting concept. That the world is judged as a rogue. What?
No, I was asking, he understands on an individual level.
Right, so regarding me, so what kind of person am I? Do I do mitzvahs or do averos?
How are you going to judge the world?
Individually. You judge each person individually.
There are different levels for
judgment.
Ah, so then it gets back to the rove. So then the rove will what? They'll save the miut?
Yeah.
Yeah? Like Avram wanted to save Sodom?
No.
It's a similar idea. Similar idea. Okay.
Look at what Rashi's explaining. That what you're supposed to do is this is a continuation of how you're supposed to view yourself. He says, you have to look at the entire world as 50-50 and look at you as 50-50. So if you do the one mitzvah, then you're machweir the entire world.
But really you're not.
That's really you're not.
You should look at yourself as if you are. Okay. Okay, very good. Right, from one aver that you do, you're going to take over good from the entire world. Right, so you should only view yourself like that. That's not the reality. Right, that's not the reality. The reality is Hashem judges how we judge us. But you should view yourself as if you're the one that's going to save the whole world or destroy the whole world. Okay.
Therefore
that's a lot of weight on your shoulders.
Yes,
and therefore you should
do
good because it's all hanging on you. Okay. That's a tremendous responsibility for people to walk around the street all day. Right?
But everyone's sharing in that responsibility.
I understand. Okay. This is an amazing way to look at life. It's amazing that the Gemara has this and Daf Mem of Kedusha. Right. Rishur Ben Yechai Omer, Afilu Tzadik Gomor, Kol Yomov, even if you're a Tzadik Gomor your whole life, Umorad Ba'achrona, and at the end of your life, you rebel, Ibeid Et HaRishonos, you blow it all. Why should that be? Why should that be? Why should being a later in life undo all your good? Why? Yeah?
That's what I heard. Just like Tshuva, right?
Right.
You take your bad things and turn them good. Right?
Right.
So, the sitting...
Oh, same thing applies in reverse. You're bad,
undone. It has to
exist.
It must be something like that.
Because the next Shanem Aitadik, even if Rosh's whole life, he does tshuva at the end. We don't recognize his rishas anymore. So why should that be also? A guy that Rosh Marusha his whole life, at the end of his life, on his deathbed, he does tshuva. So that, we don't know what is tshuva. What is tshuva, right? We're talking real tshuva. You do real tshuva, all that becomes forgotten. It's also very encouraging. Shenemar, v'rishas harasha lo yichshal ba. B'yom sherubo risho, v'om shubo. So the Gemara adds, v'nehevi kimechza avonos v'mechza z'chuyos. So why isn't it 50-50? Right? For 50 years, you were a rasha. Then he started to do tshuva when you've turned 50, so it should be 50-50. So the Gemara says, no, b'to, omer shlokish, b'toa ala rishonos. Oh, yeah, chayrata. So real tshuva will erase all bad. If you give charata on your mitzvot, it'll erase the mitzvot as well. Okay. It's unfair, right? You have a guy who struggles his whole life, he's such a good guy, right? He fights his whole life. And then you have one guy on his deathbed, and he gets it all. What's pshat? I don't know. Your whole life was struggling, right? The whole life. You have a guy, at the end of his life, he sees the light, right? That's not fair. What? Why should that be? Why should that be? Yeah, I know. Right, so we had that story in the Gemara, right? The guy was with every zone in the world,
right.
And finally, with one zone, he finally saw the light. Right, we're sitting here at Dafyomi every day, 5:30 in the morning. I mean,
the Roman officer jumped in the fire.
Right, the Roman officer jumps in the fire, right, with one act.
And he got the same level.
That's it, right. What? No, listen, these are unbelievable Gemaras. These are unbelievable Gemaras. I tell you the truth. I thought that there'd be so much. Nobody. There's so little Pirush on these Gemaras. There's so little Pirush.
What do you have to say?
What?
What do you say?
What do you have to say?
Yeah.
We don't know. The bottom line is we don't know how Hashem runs the world. Right. Listen, I said it yesterday. I say it again. As Saul Salanter said, there are ten reasons why things happen. Some of them are schar, some of them are tzaddikim, some of them are gilgulim. 10 things. We don't know why Hashem runs the world. All we do is we do our best. It's the best answer I can give you. It's a very unsatisfactory answer. Better than that, I don't have an answer. Okay, next.
This placement
of Shasso is
fascinating.
Fascinating. It's fascinating. It's right here. You can spend your whole life on this daf. Next, says the Mishnah. Kol she'eshna b'mikra b'mishna b'derech eretz. If you have Mikra, Torah Shabbal Peh, Mishnah, Torah Shabbat Tzav, and Derech Eretz. What's Derech Eretz? A Parnasa. You have a normal life. You live a normal life. Lo b'mheru hu chote. That's, I didn't make that up. That it means Parnasa. I did not make that up. Narsal doesn't say it? No, I didn't make it up.
Well, Varshpil doesn't say it.
He doesn't do it in the
The Rambam says it means that you are treat other people nicely. The Rav Bartanura says Shemaso Umatano Imabrios Benachas. You're an honest businessman. You learn Mikra and Mishnah. Lo bimheira hu chote. It's not so easy for you to sin. You have a triple cord protecting you. Shenemar vachut hamashulz lo bimheira yinatek. V'chol she'eno lo mikro lo mishnah lo derech eret. If you don't have that, ain't a minute yishov. You don't belong here. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. Lama tzadikim nimshalom ba'olam hazeh li'ilon. What are tzadikim in this world are compared to a tree? Shekulo omeid b'makam tahora. That's standing in a makam tahor. But v'nofu noto lo makam tumah. True, the branch is some far off part of you is in a makam tumah. But kotzeitz nofo, you cut off those branches, then kula omri makam tahira. You're standing in makam tahira. Kacha kadosh baruch hu. Maybe yisurim al tzadikim ba'olam hazeh. There's yisurim in this world. Some of your branches are cut off. Kidei sheyirshu ha'olam haba. But your roots are stayed pure, and you'll inherit olam haba. Shenemar v'haye boshosecha mitzar v'achavisecha yishke ma'od. That is one of the 10 ways that Hashem runs the world, that good things happen to bad people, so that they should suffer here and not have to suffer there. Why? We don't know why. Right? It's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. We do not know the suffering of tzaddikim. We cannot understand it. We cannot explain it. Moshe Rabbeinu could understand it. We're certainly not going to understand it here. Now, v'lamer rishayim domu ba'olam hazeh. What are rishayim in this world compared to? The exact opposite. La'ilon shekulo omri b'makam tumah. That they're whole standing in a makam tumah. V'nofo noto l'makam tahira. And their branches are in a makam tahira. Yeah, they do a few good deeds. But the whole life, they're absolutely evil? No, not most people are not like that. They do a few good deeds also. So, nikvatz gufa nofo. So those branches are cut off. Those good deeds are paid. And kula od makam tumah. And but the rest of him sitting in a makam tumah. Kacha kadosh baruch hu. Mashpil hem tovah l'rashay b'al mazeh. He's paid for that in this world. Kedei l'tardon l'harishan l'madrega hatachtona. But then he will inherit the bad place. Shnemar yesh derech yashar l'fnei ish v'achvisecha dachim avas. Famous Gemara.
Why is that fair?
So that Hashem knows the cheshbon. I don't know. Again, I don't know. I don't know Hashem's cheshbonos. Why wouldn't he give? If he got yisurim, he'd also wake up. I don't know. Next. Ukvar Hari Reb Tarfon Vizikain and Mesubim Baalias based Nitzah Balud. The Kahana, the Reb Tarfon and his Chaverim were together in someone's house in Lud. Vinishal Ash'ela Zubif Nehem. And they asked the following question. What's better? Talmud Gadol, is Talmud better? O Maisa Gadol? Or is Maisa better? What's better? Learning or doing? Nana Reb Tarfon V'omar, Maisa Gadol. Doing is better. Why? Because that's the tachlis of the world, no? Lo ha-medrash hu ikr el-maitha. The purpose of the world is to do mitzvos. No? Everyone's looking at me like, no, that's not true. Nana Rabbi Akiva, Amar Akiva says, what do you mean? Talmud gadol. Learning is better. Talmud Torah connected kulam. What's the answer? Nana kulam, v'amar. Everybody said, what do you mean? Talmud gadol, sha Talmud mevil de maitha. Talmud brings you to maitha.
So what's more important?
Says the Belzer Rebbe, this is an unbelievable word. It says the Belzer Rebbe, in b'chukosai teilechu, v'es mitzvotai tishmoru. What does it say by in b'chukosai teilechu? What does Rashi say? That you should be a melim b'torah. And b'mitzvotai tishmoru, what does Rashi say? To learn to do the mitzvos. So shouldn't it be reversed? Shouldn't it be mitzvotai tishmoru, do mitzvos, and you want to be a melim b'torah, be a melim b'torah. Shouldn't it be the other way around? What's the Me'ilam Matorah first for?
That's the only way to do it.
That's the only way to do it. Says the Belzer Rebbe, the only way to get to Maitha is even if you learn things that don't apply to you. They're not going to bring you to Maitha. You're going to learn Kodshim and off-the-beaten topics that don't bring you to Maitha. True. But it's a Shmira and it's a Segula and it'll change you and it'll help you do Maitha as well. It's a beautiful... Just putting aside this Belzer Rebbe, I don't understand this Gemara either. Because the Gemara doesn't answer the question.
You have to say Maitha is more important.
What? No, which one's the bottom line is which one's more important? The one doesn't answer.
It does.
Yeah, which one? Mice is more important.
You have to do, but you learn to get to mice.
What? Mice is more important, but you have to learn to get to the mice.
Right.
Okay.
But it seems like.
Yes, it does seem like that.
Talmud is good, but mice is the toughest.
Whatever that means. Right, so that doesn't answer the question. Right. Okay, Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Omar. God Talmud, you know how great Talmud is? Shekadam l'chal arboim shana. Because this is how this is how the best way to explain this Gemara. Challah was only given in once I went into Eretz Yisrael. But the Torah was given 40 years earlier. So the mitzvah of challah was given for 40 years you can learn the mitzvah of challah without even doing it. What do you see? Talmud's greater. That's what the Gemara, that's the Pashup shot of us understanding this Gemara. Since you had 40 years to study the mitzvah of challah, so you see that what do you have to study for 40 years for? The answer is because Talmud's greater. Ain't a chanami. Now we're going to go through it. Chala abarim shana. L'truma tzamayis mitz chamishim v'arbarim. 54 years. Because that didn't kick in for the first 14 years. Shemitah shishim v'achat. 61 years. L'yovlos meyav v'shalosh. 103. Meyav v'shalosh? 103? Meyav arbit. 104. Havin it should be. Katsavar he holds. Yovel v'tchilasu hu misharin. Now he held that Yovel starts in the beginning of the year, so it's 103. Fine. Ukishem shal limud kodum lamaisa, just like limud comes before maisa, kach dino kodum lamaisa. So too your din comes before your maisa. Kidra from Nuna, Damar from Nuna, ain't tchilas dino shal adam ella al divre Torah. The tchila of a person only comes through Torah. Shinemar, poter mayim rachis madon, ukishem shal dino kodum lamaisa, just like the din of Torah comes before maisa, kach zichara kodum lamaisa. So too zchar comes before maisa. Shinemar, like it says, v'yitein lohem, fine, I'm going to finish the parak and then we'll go back and explain that. Kol she'eno lo b'mikro lo b'mishna. Right, what did we say? Whoever doesn't have mikro mishna, doesn't belong here. Amar v'yochanan u'pasul le'edus. And your pasul le'edus. What does that mean? It's a whole discussion here. Like halacha discussion. What does that mean? You're pasul le'edus. Tan rabban ha'ochel b'shuk ha'reit ha'dom le'kelef. If you eat in the street, you're like a dog. Right, so mistama, that means a kazayas. You eat a kezayis in the street. So somebody once asked Avigdor Miller, what if you eat less than a kezayis in the street? So he said, then you doma to a puppy. So you doma to a puppy, like a puppy. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So there's a whole discussion about that. Is it only pat? Is it only serious halacha? I'm walking down the street with a bag of potato chips. Does that apply to me? Is it only pass? Rav Chaim Kanievsky was asked, what if the people eat on the bus? In Israel, they're eating on the bus. Is that also like a shuk? There's always a discussion. What about drinking? All the discussions about that. The Yesh Omrim, Pasal Eidus, Pasal Eidus. Omrim of Eidibar, Oven, Halacha, Ki Yesh Omrim. Darsh Bar Kapara. Ragzan, a ragzan, an angry person, lo also be the El Ragzan. All he has left is his anger. Ula Adam Tov, to an Adam Tov. Mat Imam also, Primasav, we let him taste the fruits of his labors. Vachal She'en, lo Mikra, lo Mishan, lo Derecheretz. So such a person doesn't have anything. It's a total amaretz. Dor hana'a mimenu. You should make a nether not to have enough from this guy. Stay away from this guy. Shenemar, Umoshev Leitzim, lo Yoshev, Umushuv, Umushuv Leitzim. Fine. Says the Gemara before that the first thing you're judged on is Talmud Torah, right? Asks Tosfos, wait a minute, but it says in the Madlikin that they ask you with six questions when you die. Six questions are asked of you when you die. What? And the first one is not, did you learn Torah? The first one is, were you an honest man? Right? The Ha'adam of Parak, Ben Madlikin, Machshem Achlisin Adam Ladin. Omel, Asatav Satav Emuna, Hainu, Dafko, Le'inyan, Shail, Shashol, and Lo. So Tosfos answers, that's only the question that they ask you. They ask you six questions. But, what? We're going to get to the Gra. There's two types of people in the world. People, no, it's a Maritz Chayes. So people that have heard this Maritz Chayes and people that have not heard this Maritz Chayes. That's how unbelievable this Maritz Chayes is. We're going to say it in a minute. Anyway, so Tosfos answers, no, they ask you six questions. In the Chanami, they ask you six questions. But, Avo Mikol Makom, Nifrar Men Tchila Osh Lokova Itim LaTorah. But the first thing you're judged on is Torah. In the Chanami, they ask you six questions. That's how Tosfos answers this question. If you go back to the Gemara there on Bava Medlikin, the Gemara says as follows. First it says that, Amrish Lakish, Mai Dichsiv, what does anyone say in the Pasuk? The Pasuk in Yeshaya, V'haisa Emunas Itecha, Chosen Yeshuos, Chachmos Vidas. So the Gemara says, Emuna is Seder Zroya. Itecha is Seder Moed. Chosen is Seder Nashim. Yeshuos is Seder Zikin. Chachmos is Seder Kachim. And Das is Seder Tyrus. So there's a pasuk in Yeshaya which alludes to the sixth Sedarim of Mishnah. Amar Rava, next line, next words, Amar Rava, Bishah Shemachnizan Adam Ladin, Omrim Lo. Nasata Tatab Emuna. That's the first question they ask you. Kavata Itim Latorah. Asakta Pruvuruvia, Tzipisul Yeshua, Papalta Bachachma, Hivanta Dover Mitok Dover. Those are the six questions they ask you. So asks Tosfos, what do you mean? The first thing they ask you is Talmud Torah. Here it's not true. So Tosfos answered, no, they ask you six, but the first din is on Talmud Torah. Says the Maritz Chayes, no. All six questions are on Talmud Torah. Question number one. Natata batata be'emuna. Did you learn Seder Zevayim? Kavata itil matorah. Did you learn Seder Moed? And it goes through all three. Natata pruv ruvia. Did you learn Seder Nashim? Tzipisul Yeshua. Did you learn Seder Nezikin? Papalta b'chachma kachim. And hivanta darim tovtover is Tyrus. How do you know? The kicker is, look at Rashi. Rashi says, privya verivya, hainu chosen. What does that mean? Hainu chosen? It's two separate Gemaras. One's Rosh Lakish and one's Rava. The next one, Tzipizel Yeshua, the Divir Neviim. Haivanta dover mitoch dover, hainu das. All six. Gemara Shabbat Lamed Aleph. The Maariz Chai says on the daf. All six are about Talmud Torah. That answers the kasha. Okay. Hadron Allah, Haisha Niknas, Hadron Allah, Isha Niknas, Hadron Allah, Isha Niknas. I would venture to say it's one of the biggest prokim in Shas, 40 blot. So start tomorrow, second parak. Everyone have a very good day. No, do I sponsor? Okay.